Matthew chapter 10 and verse 28, Jesus said, in this regard, come to me all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your souls. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Who is speaking there? Jesus himself is speaking. What's the invitation? Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Labor of sin and heavy laden by sin and by its design is of such nature that we feel guilty and we feel rejected, we feel terrible. And He will give us rest. My yoke is easy. Oh yes, He has responsibility for us. And we're yoked up with Him. But it's light. It's a double yoke. And He goes with us as we go along life's highway from day to day. If you're subject to Jesus' invitation tonight, we hope that you will obey what He has said. That you will have a faith in Him, John 8:24, a repentance of your sin, a turn away from sin, as you read in Luke 13, verses 3 and 5. That you'll confess Him publicly and openly, as He asked us to do, and He would confess us before the Father in heaven, in Matthew 10:32. And be baptized into Christ, that we might find that newness of life, as we read there in Mark 16:15-16, and described by Paul in Romans 6:1-6. If you've done that in days gone by and not lived up to that way of life, would you not come back in repentance and prayer as did Simon in Acts 8, who said to Peter when he told him, repent and pray God that the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. Pray to the Lord for me, that none of these things you've spoken to me may come upon me. He had told him he was in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. He knew what that meant, and he didn't want any of that to come upon him. And so he asked Simon Peter, pray for me, that none of these things you've spoken may come upon me. So will we tonight pray with you, that those things may never be your lot in life at the judgment day. So if you're subject to Jesus' invitation to obey Him today and to become obedient to the gospel, or to be restored to that first love that you had, would you come now as we stand together and as we sing together?
Prepare to go to our homes. We ask that you leave us. thank you for sending your son to die on the cross for us, and in his name we pray. Amen.